Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Psalms chapter 52. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. Why do you boast about your crimes, great warrior? Don't you realize God's justice continues forever? All day long you plot destruction. Your tongue cuts like a sharp razor. You're an expert at telling lies. You love evil more than good and lies more than truth. Interlude, you love to destroy others with your words, you liar. But God will strike you down once and for all. He will pull you from your home and uproot you from the land of the living. Interlude, the righteous will see it and be amazed. They will laugh and say, look what happens to mighty warriors who do not trust in God. They trust their wealth instead and grow more and more bold in their wickedness. But I am like an olive tree, thriving in the house of God. I will always trust in God's unfailing love. I will praise you forever, O God, for what you have done. I will trust in your good name in the presence of your faithful people once again. That was Psalms chapter 52 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. There will be some horrible moments in life. David wrote out his prayerful frustration after he experienced a horrible moment. You can read more of this story in 1 Samuel chapters 21 and 22. David was fleeing for his life from King Saul, and he was seen by Doeg, who is described as the chief of Saul's shepherds. Doeg was not an Israelite and not a warrior. He wanted to look good in the eyes of King Saul, so he reported David and the priests who had helped David to Saul. When Saul ordered the priests to be murdered, none of his soldiers would follow the order. Doeg did. Not only did he murder the priests, but he also destroyed an entire town, just to prove he was a, quote, mighty warrior, end quote, in the eyes of the king. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. Take a minute and inspect your life. How can you make sure you don't compromise your faith by trying to please others? David trusted in God's love, from what we just read in verse 8, even when the whole world seemed against him. Can you do the same? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.